From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. BP says no oil has leaked from its blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. However, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the news is being met with guarded optimism by the Gulf Coast, along the Gulf Coast and at the White House.
The company closed off all the valves on a new tightly sealed containment cap yesterday, and it appears to be holding. President Obama says the new cap is good news, but cautioned it's not the final solution.
It's important that we don't get ahead of ourselves here. You know, one of the problems with having this camera down there is that when the oil stops gushing, everybody feels like we're done, and we're not.
Gulf Coast residents welcomed news that the underwater gusher was curtailed after BP's previous attempts to stop it failed, but they understand the end is yet to be seen. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu said, "We remain hopeful, but cautious and realistic." A relief well that will permanently plug the leak is expected to be complete in mid-August. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The administration's point person on the spill, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, says so far pressure readings from the closed well are less than ideal, but he says it will be allowed to proceed for another 6 hours. Less than stellar end of the week for Wall Street. Mixed economic signals on global growth, concerns about the effects of the just-passed financial overhaul bill, and other worries sent stocks sharply lower. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial. He says while most analysts expect the economy to avoid falling back into recession, investors aren't convinced about the underlying strength of the economy.
Double dip is an actual decline in GDP, but frankly, if you get it down to as low as 1 or 1.5% growth, that doesn't feel any different than if the economy is probably flat or down 1%. It still feels pretty awful.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 261 points today. Prosecutors are charging 94 people in what they say is the largest ever Medicare fraud takedown. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the arrests.
Attorney General Eric Holder and Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced charges against defendants in four different cities. Hundreds of federal agents spanned out to make arrests. They say fighting Medicare fraud is one of their highest law enforcement priorities. Nearly 100 people have been charged in the takedown in Miami, Baton Rouge, Brooklyn, and Detroit. Prosecutors are charging doctors, healthcare company owners, and patients who lie about treatments. In all, they're accused of sending more than $250 million in phony bills to Medicare. They asked the government to pay for unnecessary AIDS treatment, expensive wheelchairs, and home nursing care. The government is reviewing electronic bills to target the areas where most of the fraud flourishes. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Government says its consumer price index last month was down 0.1%, excluding food and energy. The so-called core rate rose 0.2%. This is NPR. The U.S. government now says a U.S.-born Muslim cleric who's the leader of al-Qaeda in Yemen helped to direct the failed attempt to blow up a passenger jet over Detroit last year. And the U.S. Treasury Department says as a result, it's now moving to blacklist Anwar Awlaki as a specially designated global terrorist, a move that could freeze any assets he may have under U.S. control. The Obama administration has already authorized operations to kill or capture al-Awlaki, described by some as America's top terrorist threat. French scientists say they have unraveled one of the secrets behind Leonardo da Vinci's often enigmatic works. Anita Elash reports that it lies in dozens of ultra-thin layers of glaze.
The scientists made their discovery by examining seven da Vinci masterpieces hanging in the Louvre Museum in Paris. They used an X-ray scanner to detect each layer of paint, glaze, and pigment in paintings to reconstruct his painstaking technique known as fumato. The technique was new in the Renaissance. It's one of the things that gave Da Vinci's paintings its delicate shading and depth, and one of the reasons Renaissance painters could do away with the flat perspective in paintings in the Middle Ages. The scientists discovered that Da Vinci achieved the effect with dozens of layers of glaze, each one just 1 or 2 micrometers thick and containing a carefully measured dose of pigment. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
One of the warmest years on record so far, based on new analysis. The head of climate analysis at the Federal National Climatic Data Center says in the first half of this year, global temperatures have been up by around 0.03 degrees Fahrenheit. That's above the old record set back in 1998. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.